China against helping Russia. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden held a video call with Chinese President Xi Jinping this morning in an effort to keep Beijing from providing aid to Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern's live from the White House.
President Biden spoke for nearly 2 hours over that video call with his Chinese counterpart. That conversation planned as U.S. officials worry China could provide military assistance to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This week, administration officials warned Chinese assistance to Russia would be met with severe consequences and cost. China's foreign ministry says Xi made clear the conflict in Ukraine is in no one's interest. U.S. officials say Beijing should condemn the Russian invasion. Rich.
Jared, Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared at a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, praising his country's troops today as they press their attacks on Ukrainian cities. The rally in concert, marking 8 years since Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula, seized from Ukraine. A jury in Grand Rapids, Michigan, scheduled to hear today from an informant who tipped off the FBI about an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 over her COVID lockdowns and business closures.
A tip that ultimately led to charges for Adam Fox, Barry Croft, Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta, who maintain that they were set up. Two others have pled guilty and also expected to testify. Another eight men face state charges in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Moderna asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a fourth shot of its COVID-19 vaccine as a booster for all adults. The request is broader than rival pharmaceutical company Pfizer's request this week for the regulator to approve a booster for adults 65 and older. The U.S. officials have been discussing additional boosters to shore up the vaccine's protection against serious disease and death from COVID. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
There's been some relief from rising gas prices, but that may be short-lived.
Nationwide, on average, gas prices are down a few cents from last week's record high, but that relief may only be temporary, and things could still get worse. The International Energy Agency is warning the global oil market could face its biggest supply crisis in decades if OPEC doesn't increase its output.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. President Biden's been calling on gas companies to start cutting prices now that the cost of a barrel of crude is falling off. He said on Twitter, oil and gas companies shouldn't pad their profits at the expense of hardworking Americans. Low humidity and gusty winds fueled multiple wildfires today in West Texas, burning homes and other structures and prompting evacuations of small communities. Several wildfires merged to form what fire officials call a complex that was burning near Eastland. That's about 120 miles west of Dallas. The first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament wraps up today.
Today's slate of men's college hoops action opens with the return of Sister Jean as Loyola Chicago squares off against Ohio State in the first of 16 games to close out the round of 64. Just one number one seed in action today. That's Arizona going up against first four winner Wright State. Notre Dame coming out of the first four as well. The 11 seed Fighting Irish will be taking on 6 seed Alabama this afternoon. But the marquee matchup today may well be a 2:15 battle with Duke going up against Cal State Fullerton as Blue Devils head men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski begins his final NCAA tournament of his career. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Film icon Arnold Schwarzenegger told Russians in a video posted on social media they're being lied to about the war in Ukraine and accused President Vladimir Putin of sacrificing Russian soldiers' lives for his own ambitions. Schwarzenegger is hugely popular in Russia and apparently also with Putin. The president of Russia Twitter accounts follows only 22 accounts. One of them is the actor's. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.